Shalom, friends. So, as you know, I love to share stories of divine providence, stories where it just seems like Hashem is winking to us, hugging us, and showing us in these subtle, small ways his love for us. And it's something I talk about a lot. But with that comes a big question, which bothers me and which bothers a lot of people, which is, so why doesn't God do more miracles in a bigger way? In other words, there's so many people struggling with faith. It would just be so powerful and so meaningful if God could just come out in the open and do big miracles like it seems he used to do in the times of the Bible. Why is God keeping it on the DL? Why is God doing it in such subtle ways? Why not reveal himself in a more open type of way? So, of course, we don't understand God, you know. But our sages have given us a few theories as to how to make sense of it all. So I'm going to first start off with the famous Gemara. The Talmud teaches that God placed a mountain on top of the Jewish people's head and said, you better keep the Torah. And if you don't keep the Torah, I'm going to smash you with this mountain. Now the Maharal and many others, of course, don't take this literally. We don't see in the Torah God actually taking a mountain. But what it means is, after witnessing the open miracles of leaving Egypt, of the 10 plagues and splitting of the sea, etc., it was almost like the Jewish people had no free will. It was almost like God took a mountain and said, you have to keep the Torah. After witnessing such amazing providence, the good that happens when you follow the Torah and the bad that happens when you don't follow the Torah, it's almost like they had no choice. And the Gemara seems to imply that because of that, this is, we entered into the covenant with God without full free choice. And that's why the Gemara says Jewish people had to recommit themselves and re-accept upon themselves the Torah in the times of Purim, when those miracles were not as open and revealed. And fascinatingly, what happens after those open and revealed miracles in the time of Egypt? The Jewish people rebel. The Jewish people complain. It's almost like we were paralyzed into passivity when God just did everything for us. We didn't know how to act for ourselves and look for God in the more subtle ways. So that Gemara seems to imply that there's a negative aspect of open revelations of God. Similarly, another Gemara in Shabbos tells an amazing story. There's a rabbi, not a rabbi, a man, who lost his wife and he needed to have milk for his child. But he didn't have any way of providing milk. So a miracle happened, it says in the Talmud, and he actually grew breasts. He was able to feed his children, his babies. So Abaye says, that's terrible. What a low level that God had to break nature in order to provide for these babies. An astounding answer, implying that it would be better not to break the laws of nature, but rather to remain within the laws of nature. How do we understand this? Why? So my favorite way of understanding this is based on the Ramban, Nachmanides. Nachmanides explains that we, the Jewish people, are constantly reminding ourselves of the miracles that happened in Egypt. Every mitzvah is an oath, a reminder of what happened in Egypt, of those open miracles. Mezuzah, tefillin, tzitzis, every mitzvah that we do is all to remind us of the miracles. And those big miracles are there to remind us that all of life is full of small miracles. And God creates the world and he controls the world, and every moment is a miracle. And that's what the Ramban says is a fundamental aspect of our faith. But the thing is, God wants us to be active partners, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to spread the good word, so to speak, and let people know about these miracles of Hashem. And so we team up with Hashem, and we, our mission is to teach our children, to teach our families, and to teach the world about God. In other words, if I'm understanding the Ramban correctly, Ramban is saying that God doesn't do great open miracles in this generation. He did it once. We needed it at the time. You know, we needed some sort of open revelation to show God's presence in the world. But now God does small miracles, and it's our job to team up with God and let the world know about these amazing miracles. One final Gemara, which I think is just so powerful. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf, asks, why is it that our generation is not zeiche to open miracles like in previous generations? It can't be learning. We learn even more. We know more Torah than other generations, than earlier generations. So what is it? And I believe Abaya answers, earlier generations were moser nefesh. They gave everything to do mitzvahs. And because of that, they were zoche to open revelations of God. It's almost like when you go above your nature and do a nes, so then God goes above his nature and reveals himself. You see this with Yosef, the Nasa Chutzah, when he runs away from Eshet Potiphar, he is zoche to these hidden, beautiful revelations, these hidden miracles, where Hashem subtly but clearly is intervening in his life and showing him the path. But of course, Yosef has to be looking very carefully, understanding his dreams, understanding the lessons of life, because that is Hashem's way of communicating us. It seems that that is the path, that is our generation's mission, to look for God in the small miracles, to look for the little small pach shemen, the little oil that lasts not one day but 8 days, to look for that little burning bushes that we almost would have missed, those little miracles. But when we are moser nefesh for Hashem, Hashem will send us these small miracles, and it's our job to look for it and to tell the world about his love. May we zeicha to have a lot of small miracles and big miracles, and may we live our life like every moment is a miracle. And I hope you enjoyed these thoughts. You know, one more thought I forgot to mention. The Midrash teaches, why was Bezalel zoche to be the one who designed the Mishkan, the tabernacle? And it says because his grandfather, Hur, gave up his life, was Moser Nefesh, sacrificed to stop the Jewish people from the sin of the golden calf. What we learn from this is that we won't always see in our lifetimes, Hur did not witness the payback for his Moser Nefesh, but we believe Be'emunah Shleima, we have perfect faith that whether in the next world or eventually, we will see the reward for our Mesiras Nefesh, and we are faithful to God, whether we see those miracles or not. We trust, we believe, and we will continue, please God, to sanctify his name and to light up the world. Hope you enjoyed this thought, and have a great day.